good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
I was going to give the phone to Joshua. This is my son, just like you.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, no, I'm going to hand it over.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm Josh, too.
I have this interview on overfishing.
Right.
And I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
How has overfishing affected your line of work? And what is your line of work?
I am a charter boat captain, private charter boat captain. I do private fishing charters. Mm-hmm. And overfishing when there's no conservation definitely hinders my catch, you know, as far as yeah. how many fish we have versus what they've been over the past years with overfishing certain species.
And what precautions do you take to prevent overfishing?
Personally, conservation is the best thing. We only keep legal fish as far as size, and we only keep the legal numbers if there's a limit on the fish.
Yeah.
For instance, redfish have 3, so we try to not keep more than that. I personally ask the guys on my charter if they are going to eat the fish. A lot of them are happy to take a picture and release the fish, so we practice a whole lot of catch and release.
Yeah. So, what are the possible outcomes that you think overfishing has had in in Corpus, like where you're around?
I've seen the number of a lot of fish go down. For instance, croaker.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I'm in my mid-40s right now. When I was younger, we used to catch lots and lots of them. But they use them for bait now, and so they harvest tons of them. The bait houses use
yeah.
a whole bunch of them, so I've seen the numbers go down. It's not common to catch them like it used to be, so I've definitely seen that as an issue. I guess flounder could be seen the same. There's new restrictions
yeah.
on trout, so that's keeping the numbers down too.
And why do you think it's so important to protect these species of fish and aquatic life?
For me, it's for my livelihood. For me, since I make a living doing it, I want the fish to be there for generation after generation. The people that I'm taking that have kids, I may have taken the kids when they were younger, and now they're bringing friends and family.
Yeah.
So generation after generation, I want those fish to be plentiful. You know, I want the males that are having fish and the females that are producing the fish, we want to keep those around. So I think the conservation part of it is the most important, just because we want the fish to continue
mm-hmm.
to thrive and the numbers to go up.
What are some possible efforts that people can make to help aquatic life and overfishing in general?
I think the most important thing is to really stick with the restrictions that Parks and Wildlife have put in place. And by that, I mean size and quantity. If people really follow that guideline,
mm-hmm.
we've seen the population of trout come back, and we've seen the population of flounder come back. But I think that's the most important part of it, is to stick with that, with what's been implemented as far as Parks and
yeah,
Wildlife. I think that's what's going to help ultimately.
Guidelines.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, thanks for being a part of my podcast.
Sure. If you want, I'll text you my information, and it's got my title and
mm-hmm.
what I'm licensed to do and that sort of thing. I'll send it to this phone so you have it.
Okay. Well.
Awesome, man. If you need anything, don't hesitate to call them. If you guys make it down here, I'll definitely get you out on the water. We can go catch some fish.
Oh yeah, I was there a few weeks ago.
Oh really? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, look me up next time, you guys. More than welcome to come down and fish.
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome. All right. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.